Naomi Osaka to the rest of the world.
The Unemployed Teachers Association of Zambia, UTAZ, has welcomed the proposed licensure exams for teachers, emphasizing that the move will improve the quality of education in the country. Speaking to One Love Radio News, UTAZ President Francis Msonda says the association supports the move as an ambassador for quality education. UTAZ says they recognize the need to ensure that teachers meet certain standards in a rapidly advancing technological landscape. UTAZ believes that the licensure exams will help promote quality education in Zambia and ensure that the country's education system meets global standards.
As an association, we have welcomed the move. It's a positive one, because as an association, we must say that we are an ambassador of quality of education, meaning to say wherever the quality of education is being tabled, we are also part of that discussion. So we are an ambassador of quality of education, and we have supported this move because it's looking at improving the quality of education in our country. We can't run away from the fact that technology is information. So you are aware of the fact that, or you may be aware of the fact that in institutions, there are instances where students would just be there.
Nalolo Town Council has awarded a contract to Newa Liberal General Dealers to complete phase 2 construction of the maternity annex at Litoya Rural Health Center in Luwosi Ward. Speaking in a statement, Council Public Relations Officer Butson Kandimba says the project is funded using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, and will be implemented at a cost of 1.8 million kwacha. Mr. Kandimba says the local authority has handed over the site to the contractor and the project is expected to be complete within 4 months. He says the local authority has urged the contractor to quickly mobilize and move on site to ensure that the project is executed within the contractual period. He has further said Nalolo Town Council has embarked on an ambitious program to build maternity wings at all health facilities in order to reduce maternal and child mortality rates by facilitating early detection of complications and providing access to essential services in line with the presidential directives.
Works on the project were scheduled to commence on July 10, 2025 and is expected to be completed on November 10, 2025. As the local authority would like to urge the contractor to quickly mobilize and move on site to ensure that the project is executed within the contractual period, Nalolo Town Council has embarked on an ambitious program to build maternity wings at all health facilities in order to reduce maternal and child mortality rates by facilitating early detection of complications and providing access to essential services in line with the presidential directives. The construction of maternity wings is crucial for providing specialized care to pregnant women and new mothers, ensuring safe deliveries and promoting maternal and child health.
Leadership Movement President Dr. Richard Silumbe has called on government to prioritize safety in mining areas by deploying experts to educate local communities involved in small-scale and artisanal mining. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Silumbe has stressed that government must take the same proactive approach in the mining sector as it does with road safety campaigns. He has emphasized that educating communities about proper mining practices could help prevent accidents and fatalities.
When it comes to mining, when people die, 3 people die, it's all over news that people have died. What we want is the government to identify those miners who want to participate in mining and educate them about safety. Russia doesn't move around closing the roads because people are dying. Why should the mining sector be anxious at stopping people talking about illegal mining when people are earning a living? So the idea is Zambians should participate in mining. When deaths arise, we should send experts to teach them safety measures whilst allowing them to continue mining, because everywhere there is death.
The Citizens First Party says the move to reduce bus fares by one kwacha is a political maneuver where the general picture is intended to suggest that the economy is taking shape, yet the cost of living still remains high. Speaking to One Love Radio News, Citizens First Media and Communications Director Innocent Lupia says the desperate attempt by government is a clear indication that while they are taking steps to impress Zambians, the real life struggles are more pronounced than words can express. Mr. Lupia says after 2 to 3 months of sustained reduction on fuel to a tune of about 3 to 4 kwacha, it is expected that public transport fares would also reduce drastically. He further says the energy crisis in Zambia takes the biggest chunk in terms of the list of challenges, yet evidently government prefers to support neighboring Namibia, which has only about 3 million citizens, with power supply, as opposed to supporting SMEs and a population of over 22 million Zambians. He has urged government to prioritize Zambians and to adopt a more direct proportional reflection on the cost of fuel. Ministry of Energy has reaffirmed the government's commitment to building a resilient and modern energy sector that supports Zambia's Vision 2030. Speaking when he appeared before the Parliamentary Committee on Budget and Planning, Permanent Secretary for Energy, Mr. Arnold Simuaba, has highlighted major strides made under the 8th National Development Plan. Mr. Simuaba says the ministry has reported significant progress in increasing energy access, with rural access now at 34% and urban access at 80.3%. He has stressed that despite the progress made, the ministry noted that challenges such as drought, funding gaps, and delayed infrastructure works have affected some targets. He has called for increased financing, faster digitization of processes, cost-reflective tariffs, and stronger partnerships to meet the goals of the 8th National Development Plan and deliver reliable energy for all Zambians. This is the One Love Radio News at 13 hours. We take a break, and after that, we have international and sports news. Stay tuned.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling the stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
Do you need voiceovers, airspace, and great value for your money? No problem. Get in touch with us today, and we will be delighted to advertise and promote your goods and services at affordable prices. Whether it is for business, personal, or ministry, we've got you covered. So call us right now on 0966-211-166 or visit us at plot number 4472 Zambezi Road, Roma. One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
The International Criminal Court, ICC, at the United Nations Security Council says there are reasonable grounds to believe war crimes and crimes against humanity being committed in Western Sudan. targeted sexual violence against women and girls of specific ethnicities has been named as one of the most disturbing findings to emerge from the ICC probe on crimes committed in Darfur.